Now, more than 30 women have told RTE's Primetime that they experienced sexual harassment, misogyny, bullying or intimidation while working in the National Ambulance Service. An unpublished HSC internal review obtained by the programme also raised concerns about the culture and leadership of the service, including references to bullying and harassment and what it described as a traditional command and control management style. If you watched that programme on Primetime the other day, do let us know. But for those who haven't, the women who spoke in the programme, they included current and former paramedics and emergency medical technicians, and many of them did speak anonymously because they continue to work in the service. David Hall, CEO of Lifeline Ambulance Service and a former member of the Pre-Hospital Emergency Care Council, featured in the Primetime documentary. He described the NAS as a historically male-dominated with a semi-militaristic structure and an unhealthy culture of dominance. And David joins me now on the line. David, good morning. Thanks for taking our call. I suppose when you were featured in this documentary and talking about this culture as well and your comments on it, I mean, what have you seen or experienced over the years that led to you kind of to believing or just describing the culture in those terms?
I think anybody who's been involved in the ambulance service, as I have for 30 years, will have known and knows the National Ambulance Service has a semi-militaristic, very much a male-dominated ethos. And that's how it's been structured over the years. And indeed, its own internal report in 2021, which is quite a shocking report to be in existence for 5 years, which sort of used the introduction you made there about the command and control structure. And it is quite remarkable to have an internal report. And this is from an organisation from within the HSE who looks into cultural issues. So this is not just some spurious random view from somebody. This is a specialist unit that looks into structures. Yet 5 years later, Primetime saw sight of this report without any action being taken. So I think, you know, we have to remember that we are talking about a ambulance service full of dedicated professionals. This is a handful of people, predominantly males, who are giving this service a bad name and have done. And I think there's two parts to this. One is the behaviour is reprehensible and despicable. The regulator is toothless. The minister and previous ministers, to my mind, have been asleep at the wheel, and their response has been wholly inadequate. This also reflects very badly, incorrectly, on the 99% of the professional staff of the ambulance service, men and women, who today will save and change many lives. And we must put this into context to say, these people, we have zero tolerance for these people within the ambulance service. In my own service and any other service, there is zero tolerance for this type of behaviour. There's no regulation to deal with this properly. You would have seen on the programme last night that the Pre-Hospital Council, over many years, has written to previous ministers, clearly indicating they did not have and do not have the powers to deal with any sexual predators or sexual offenders. And, you know, to have a culture that people are afraid to speak, to have a programme last night where people wouldn't go on camera who are currently employed by the National Ambulance Service, anybody, no matter whether you're a politician, I'm an Oireachtas Health Committee member, or anybody else with half a brain would have seen clearly the impact this is having on those women within the service. An urgent action needed to be taken, not any more normal standard waffle that is given when such circumstances are highlighted.
Mm, and as you were saying, and as we were seeing in the documentary, like the fact that people, the women who were still working in the service, that they didn't want they wanted to remain anonymous. I mean, how can this inappropriate behaviour, like, how did it become normalised or tolerated in the National Ambulance Service? Is it just a decades-long structure of that kind of power abuse and imbalance?
Yeah, I think there was a power abuse, and having that sort of militaristic style whereby there was a hierarchical system, and predominantly anybody female who was joining the service had a male boss. That was just statistically a statement of fact. To have a couple of, clowns who are then inappropriate within the service, who would exercise their dominance and exercise that power. This is about power, as most abusive situations are. And I think the real challenge here has been the fact that the number of people, the fact that everybody who was interviewed during this Primetime Investigate programme, not one person went on camera. And that is a very serious situation whereby you can't have an environment or a culture that allows people to be able to make complaints and come forward in circumstances where they feel they're harassed, bullied, or indeed any level of sexual intimidation or sexual assault. So to have that environment in and of itself is a very, very toxic, unhealthy culture. But we must have to remember, and this is very, very important, that those individuals who are involved in this, I believe the National Admin Service know exactly who they are. There's been many, many complaints made in relation to them, and I think those complaints have been brushed under the carpet. Some complaints have been dealt with, some are still ongoing. But 99% of the Admin Service staff who are on ambulances today, yesterday, last night, tonight and tomorrow, who are out saving lives, are the best in the world at doing what they do. They, unfortunately, are part of a culture that none of them condone. And I think it's very, very important that everybody remembers that we are, as we deal with in most industries and sectors and organisations, dealing with a handful of people who cause untold damage and difficulty, in this instance, to many female members of staff. I believe the management have failed abysmally. I unfortunately think that the Minister was made aware of this, and previous ministers were made aware of these concerns over the lack of regulation and these overriding concerns over the last number of years. The current minister has known about this since last November and December. Mm. And I think there's now an eminent lady from the army, who's been appointed to have a look at this. Welcome news, a little bit too late, and doesn't give me the confidence that the current process, as in today, if somebody experiences such behaviour, that, you know, save for the programme highlighting it last night, that their work environment wouldn't be any safer today.
Mm, and reading kind of the HSE's response to this, they issued quite a lengthy statement. It said it regretted
the concerns. They always regret it.
It's always after the fact.
It's always crocodile tears. Mm. It's always a little bit of regret. They've known about it. This is their report in 2021. This isn't my report, your report, SIPTU's report, or an external body. Their own report stated there was concerns about the management structure of the National Admin Service, and had a command and control, that there was bullying. Their own report identified it. So it is absolutely a pathetic response to now come 5 years later, because prime time caught you asleep at the wheel, to now decide to announce that they're sorry and that things will change in three-page utter waffle. Mm. Their own report in 2021 identified this. They failed abysmally. Those are responsible within the HSE, there should be sanctions on those, and the management structure within the National Admin Service, and draw a line and have consequences for such an abysmal environment and a toxic environment that's caused so much harm to many women and indeed men within the Admin Service. And I think it is crocodile tears, and it annoys me intensely to listen to such waffle 5 years later, when your own report has identified a problem. Not a potential problem, not a maybe problem, an actual problem. Command and control structures dominate the National Admin Service. That's their words, not mine.
And I can hear the frustration in your voice, David. Would you have confidence then in this new culture initiative? It's described as aimed at addressing issues and concerns within the service. It's independently chaired by retired Irish Major General Maureen O'Brien. What's your response to hearing that?
I think Maureen O'Brien is an eminent choice, an eminent person to deal with this. I don't have full confidence in her. I have no confidence in the National Admin Service's ability, willingness or intent to deal with this matter. They failed abysmally, and a far more stronger approach needs to be taken. And the Oireachtas Health Committee need to wake up. The Oireachtas Health Committee were notified. I wrote to them, and I got a very poor, shoddy response from both the Minister and the Health Committee. They need to listen to the Pre-Hospital Emergency Care Council, who have indicated clearly they do not have powers to remove sex offenders from the register, unlike nursing, doctors, dentists and other professionals, including teachers. Mm-hmm. We're way behind. If we're serious about protecting staff and patients, we need to wake up and stop paying lip service, pathetic, political and bureaucratic lip service, to a topic and a subject that's so important. And we, you know, it's crocodile tears, and words are very easily spoken. So until the HSE and the National Admin Service prove their ability and willingness to change the culture to protect women within the National Admin Service, I have zero confidence.
David, thanks for joining us on the show this morning, giving some background into last night's documentary on Primetime. That is David Hall, CEO of Lifeline Ambulance Service, who featured in that RTE Primetime show, is where more than 30 women said they had experienced sexual harassment, misogyny, bullying or intimidation while working in the National Ambulance Service. And in news this morning, Minister for Health Jennifer Carol McNeill has said that women working with the NAS have been let down by the organisation that doesn't protect them. She also declined in response to repeated questions to express confidence in the leadership of the NAS. But again, these were concerns about the culture and leadership of the NAS, they were identified in an internal HSE review carried out in 2021. So it's not exactly a new issue that's come to, you know, the forefront of the HSE. It's not something new that they are dealing with. And the question is, why only address it now once it's been exposed on a TV programme? But thanks to David for joining us on the show this morning. So